It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Violinist Itzhak Perlman has canceled a series of recitals and other concerts in Florida and other places for the first few weeks of the month of March. An undisclosed emergency medical procedure undergone by Perlman forced the cancellation. Details of Perlman's medical issue were not revealed. A tour with Perlman and Argentinian piano virtuoso Martha Argerich, scheduled to start on the 13th of March in Los Angeles, was also canceled, with the pianist this time citing family and health problems. The affected venues say they will reschedule the concerts and honor existing tickets for them, and will also offer refunds. In related news, an Itzhak Perlman film is debuting this week. This feature-length documentary uses interviews and archive footage to look at the violin virtuoso's life, from early struggles with polio and lifelong disability, his parents' immigration to Israel, and his subsequent success. The film, titled Itzhak, is directed by Allison Chernick, who has previously made films about artists Jeff Koons and Roy Lichtenstein. The film opens in New York on March 9th and L.A. on the 16th. Information at www.itzhakthefilm.com. Are female conductors finally arriving in the classical music world? Joanne Folletta, music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic, says an unequivocal yes. I think they are, she says. And in some ways, it happened suddenly. For some of us, we were kind of thinking it would just open up gradually and be a crescendo of women appearing. But now it seems that orchestras are open to looking at women, at young women, at young conductors in general. It's a time when people are saying, maybe we can change the way we think about programming and hopefully presentation. And it's not as if women aren't ready. The women stepping into these roles come from solid backgrounds. The presence of women composers on symphonic programs is still so small, she says. Folletta doesn't see conscious bias on the part of orchestras. They just don't think of it, she says. They're intrigued when it's on a program, but it's not the first thing they think of, and most of the music we have by women is contemporary, but people are really loving these pieces. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Also listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.